This is Bull's Eye on Weather on AM 930. Tonight, get your chilly willies on. Clear, low near zero. Wednesday, the risk of a little light snow by the afternoon with a high of 17.
Clear skies, it's 10.
It's Bull's Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
Minutes past 5 o'clock. Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Matt Douglas and me, Andy Bulbarch. We bring you up to 6:30 today. Then the Cleveland Cavaliers take over. Pre-game coverage at 6:30. Cavs hosting the Portland Trailblazers down at Quicken Loans Arena. They will tip it at 7 o'clock. Happy to have you with us today as we wrap up 2017 and get you ready for 2018. Lots of exciting things ahead. Also a chance for us to kind of reflect on what went down in 2017. We turn our attention towards entertainment, and we bring in our good friend Al Harris, our Hollywood insider. Al, Happy New Year, my friend. How are you?
I'm great. Happy New Year, guys. How's Cleveland going?
Freezing, man. Absolutely freezing. Beyond freezing, as a matter of fact. We're in single digits right now. Now the sun's going down. It's going to get even colder. Tomorrow it might warm up a little, but the highs, are you ready for this, on Thursday and Friday, 9 and 4 degrees, respectively. I know you missed that out in Los Angeles.
I do. Well, I'm not going to tell you that I'm about to go to a park and just lay out in the sun after this phone call. I probably shouldn't tell you that.
All right. Well, you know, we'll just pretend like you scooted right past that, my man. Before we get to your best and worst of 2017 and some of the movies you think we should see in 2018, I want to ask you about something that will debut in 2018. It's a movie I've seen a lot of previews for recently. I'm not a big horror, scary movie guy at all, but I saw this thing and I thought, this is a little bit different than what we're used to. The Quiet Place. Will this be any different than any of these other horror flicks that we've seen recently, or is it just kind of run-of-the-mill?
Before I answer that, I'll say I have no idea if it's going to be good or not, and that's not what I'm going to speculate on, but I definitely think it will be different. And I saw the trailer, and usually the horror trailers are dime a dozen. There's that one Winchester that's been playing ahead of every movie, and it just seems like the same old, the ghost movie. And a lot of them just seem the same. But I also, when I saw that trailer, thought it was a little different. The way that it used sound to play, I thought it was very intriguing. And the most intriguing part about it is that it's John Krasinski, who everyone knows from Jim as Jim in The Office, is directing it. He's directed two other, like, comedy. One was a indie art house drama. The other was a comedy. Both of them got mixed reviews. But it's a weird change of pace for him. And with his sensibilities in the other movies, I don't think you'll see, you know, a paint-by-numbers horror movie. I think you'll see something a little deeper. Plus, it stars him and his wife, Emily Blunt, who is a fantastic actress, and I really love everything she does. So I'm that alone, the two of them, even though movies starring married couples don't necessarily are great, the big Angelina Jolie Brad Pitt movie that just came out was another example of that. But I feel like this one has a little more going for it, and I'm kind of excited. Like I said, coupled with the way they use the sound technique differently than others, because everyone's got to keep quiet because the monsters hear any noise, that along with the creative people in place, I'm definitely intrigued by it. As you know, I'm not a big horror film, so I don't know if I'll see it, but if the reviews are good, I'll definitely check it out.
It almost seems like that's kind of its niche. Like, I'm intrigued to see it just because I want to know how they make a two-hour movie without talking throughout the whole thing.
Yeah. It definitely seems like something that might not be able to stretch till 2 hours, but as I said, the people involved makes it seem like they might have something here. So that alone makes me more intrigued than I would normally by any horror movie trailer. And like you said, I'm glad you brought that up because there's been, you know, anyone who's gone to the movies, it's the same trailers. You see a lot of the same ones over and over again. And a lot of them are garbage. But this one actually definitely piqued my interest as well.
We're going to get to the 2018 movies that you think we absolutely need to see in just a few minutes here. But before we do that, I want to close the book on 2017. I don't know if we want to make it five or three. We'll start with three. If you need to stretch it out to five, we can do that. But what were your top three movies of 2017?
Well, I'll do you one better. This is really, I have my number one, and my number one has not moved since I saw it. But there's so many other movies, like, kind of in the pack. It was hard for me to really separate. So I have more than five, but I'll get through them quick. I'm not going to say a lot about them. Get Out and Blade Runner and Logan, as far as, you know, action, kind of, well, mainstream, but with an indie spirit. I thought all three of those were great. Three Billboards, Florida Project were also fantastic movies. Three Billboards, the humor in that was just bracing, and Florida Project was just a great little movie. But my top three, and The Big Sick, I forgot as well, is up there for me, along with, like, Florida Project in that kind of category. But for me, the top three would be Lost City of Z, which wasn't a really, not a lot of people saw. The best performance Charlie Hunnam's ever done. And James Gray, who's one of my favorite directors, directed that. It's just it's a movie about Percy Fawcett in the early 1900s trying to find the Lost City of Z in South America. And it follows his few trips down there. It's a very slow movie. It's not for everybody, but the acting is phenomenal. It looks gorgeous, and it's just a very well-made movie. My second favorite was the Guillermo del Toro movie that just came out, Shape of Water, which is one of those movies that's just done so well. It's for those that don't know, it's about a mute woman who falls in love with a sea creature that is being held by the American government, and the Russians are after him as well. It's just so much fun, and it's such a throwback to the movies of old, and it's definitely a love letter to, like, Creature of the Black Lagoon, and he does a lot of, like, kind of nods to old movies. It just, for people who love cinema, it's a great movie, and even those who don't, it's just a great love story, and extremely well done. So definitely Shape of Water was two for me. And then number one, it's been my favorite for a while since I saw it in, I think, August. And actually, I'm shocked to say this, but my second Robert Pattinson movie in my top three, and that's this movie called Good Time, which, again, not a lot of people saw. It was a small indie film, came out in a couple theaters. But it is tremendous. It's the best performance Robert Pattinson's ever done by far. It's a very basic story about two brothers who rob, one's mentally retarded, and they basically rob a bank. And people have called it Of Mice and Men as Bank Robbers, which is kind of what it is, but it's the way it's shot, the music, everything fits so well. It's such an experience. Like, it's the one movie I saw this year that brings you in and doesn't release you till it's over. It's told in close-ups with a throbbing electronic soundtrack, but it all fits so perfectly well that I did not see a better movie this year.
All right, very good stuff. I mean, there's some interesting ones in there. I think you covered the gamut with a bunch of different ones there, but I want to transition into 2018 now because, you know, the previews are out there. You know, for those of you that have seen Star Wars, you probably had to sit through a bunch of previews in order to get to it, but sometimes I find that intriguing because they really bring out the big dogs for these big movies. They make sure they put the best previews out there to give you something to look forward to in the next calendar year. Of the previews that you've seen so far, which movies are you most looking forward to in 2018?
Well, most of the movies I'm looking forward to, obviously the trailers haven't been released yet. That's the Neil Armstrong movie with Ryan Gosling, the Dick Cheney biopic done by Adam McKay, who directed Anchorman, and The Big Short. There's a new Spike Lee movie, new Barry Jenkins movie. I can keep going on and on. Those are the ones I'm really excited about, not to mention the new Martin Scorsese film with Joe Pesci's return to screen that I think everyone is excited for. But as far as the trailers I've already seen, I'm very excited for Black Panther, which comes out in February. I think that'll be great. It's got such a talented cast, and especially being the first African-American-led Marvel movie or comic book movie, I think it's going to be great. And then, well, besides Spawn, it's the first African-American-led comic book movie that I'm really excited for. And then the other one is an animated movie, Wes Anderson's Isle of the Dogs. I loved Fantastic Mr. Fox, and I think Wes Anderson's style leans itself to stop-motion animation so well, and The Isle of Dogs looks like such a good story for what he's doing, and his sense of humor is all in there. Unbelievably excited for. I get excited for any Wes Anderson movie, and this one seems like another big hit.
Al Harris, our Hollywood insider, is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. All right, man, I'm looking for some good news here. Please tell me that there are some good comedies on the horizon. I feel like 2017 was kind of a down year for that. There really weren't a whole lot of great comedies per se. And I feel like we've been deprived the last couple of years. Any good comedies that you know of on the big screen in 2018?
I kind of agree with you with the last year. There were a couple like indie comedies that were really good, but they're almost more dramedies than comedies. But as far as full-on like hilarious comedies, I can't think of any off the top of my head that I really enjoyed. But this year, sorry to say, it's not looking great, Bull. Unless you're talking like your comic book comedies, Deadpool 2 is more of a comedy, I feel like, than an action movie that's coming out. Game Night, which comes out in March, that was one that I've seen many trailers for with Jason Bateman and Rachel McAdams. Looks like it could be funny. Super Troopers 2 comes out, but I don't know about you. I think it's too long. They've put out too many bad movies in between the first Super Troopers. That just seems like they're grasping at air, and I'm really not excited for that. But coming in November, this is for you, Bull. Holmes and Watson comes out.
Yes! That comes out in November?
Yes.
Yes! I've been waiting so long for that movie to come out, but they kept delaying it and delaying it. So, the ultimate comedy tag team of this era is putting something back up on the big screen for the first time in 10 years. This is the first time Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly have come together to make a comedy since Step Brothers 10 years ago, right?
Yep, and they're playing Sherlock Holmes and Watson, which for me, I'm kind of burned out by all the Sherlock Holmes takes lately, but anything they do, I'm in. I'm excited for it. Not to mention, it's not just them two. Hugh Laurie, who's always great, is in it as Will Ferrell's brother, Sherlock Holmes' brother. And Ralph Fiennes plays the bad guy in Moriarty, who's always great. And I actually really enjoy him in comedies because he really goes over the top and just has a lot of fun like he did in Grand Budapest Hotel or in Bruges. So him as a bad guy chewing scenery with Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly is just a great match. And I'm super excited for that. And yes, that comes out in November.
I just hope it can live up to the expectations of that reaction right there by Andy Bull Parts. Because I don't know. I feel like you've really set this one up there on the pedestal. Not to say, I mean, look, Talladega Nights is one of my favorite movies with John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell. They're a good comedy duo.
And Step Brothers is one of those movies that when it first came out was just seen as some stupid comedy, and which it was. But as the years have gone, it's just grown up gathered more notoriety, and it's become a cult classic. And it's really, for all the stupidity in it, it's a pretty smart movie. And so I'm very excited for, first of all, I'm excited for anything John C. Reilly does. And then you match him up with Will Ferrell, I'm in.
Sure.
Gold. It's comedy gold is what it is. God, I can't tell you how excited I am that movie's finally coming out. I kept hearing about how this was still in the production process. They were still shooting some extra scenes, and it kept getting delayed. It kept getting delayed. Some people dressed up as stormtroopers or Darth Vader to go see these Star Wars movies. I may dress up as Ricky Bobby or something crazy like that in order to get ready, or dress up like Chaz Michael Michaels, and I might sleep in line and wait in line to see this movie. God, I can't wait for that to come out. That just made my day. That just made my day. That was fantastic. That's so awesome. I can't wait for that to come out.
Well, I'm glad you're excited.
Well, clearly, very clearly. All right. Well, before I get too excited, my man, this week, obviously a pretty big week on television because you have a lot of new series making their debut or debuting with second seasons with all the streaming with Netflix and Amazon, a lot of network TV, a lot of seasons beginning again this week as it's a big television week. So what are your picks to click for this week?
Well, yeah, like you said, you have a lot of stuff coming out. X-Files comes out this week. I didn't even realize they were doing another season of it, but I guess they are. But for me, I'm excited for one, comedians in cars getting coffee, which Jerry Seinfeld basically interviews a comedian in a car. They get coffee. They just hang out. It's always a fun show. It's been on Crackle, and it actually moves to Netflix for its 10th season. So she get a little more exposure there, and that's always a fun thing to watch. But definitely the most thing I'm excited about is a new Showtime show that comes out on Sunday called The Chi, which is about all of the violence and turmoil happening in Chicago right now. But it's been written by one of the writers of Master of None, who's also she also acted in it, won an Emmy for an episode she wrote. And so it seems a little different pace for her, but she wrote this show along. Common's also producing it and in it. Jason Mitchell from Straight Outta Compton is in it. And it's directed by the guy who directed Dope, which I didn't love, but thought it was well directed. So I'm very excited for this. It seems to be The Wire is my favorite show of all time, and it seems to come from the same kind of place as that does. So I'm all in, and so that should be an exciting show. It's called The Chi. It's on Showtime on Sunday.
Great stuff, my man. Al, you just made my day by telling me about the Watson and the Holmes movie coming out. Cannot wait for that. We appreciate the time as always, and enjoy the sunshine out in Los Angeles, my friend.
All right, thank you. I'll see you guys later.
All right. That is Al Harris, our Hollywood insider, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We need to step aside and take a break. Matt Douglas and I will come back for the final hour of today's show after this on AM 930 WEOL.
Every Thursday evening at 6, join WEOL's Tim Alcorn and Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram for the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. That's Thursdays at 6.